listening to the Key of Awesome Music podcast, brought to you by me, Jim Gavin. Key of Awesome Music was established back in 2011 as a way to further protect and promote the music that I wrote as a solo artist, as well as some of the other bands that I was in the past. And that has since grown into representing 10 artists' music that have either gone under the radar or have not been noticed for one reason or another, and are just awesome, awesome musicians and storytellers through song. In the late winter and early spring of 2018, Key of Awesome Music was given the opportunity to further expand its horizons as well as further impact people in a positive way using music as a tool to do so. From one-on-one sessions on guitar, piano, bass, ukulele, percussion, and vocals, to group sessions at developmental and physically disabled day programs, to interactive live performances at nursing homes and assisted living facilities, we are fortunate and blessed to be able to provide a mission-based music service for people in a time of need. Right now, we are reaching out to drug and alcohol counseling centers, prisons, at-risk youth, homeless shelters, soup kitchens, mental health organizations, and anywhere else we can think of where coming in to do a music program would best serve and support the individuals that you serve and support. If this sounds like something you are interested in, please feel free to reach out to us at jim.gavin@gmail.com. That is jim.gaven@gmail.com. Also, you can check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/keyofawesomemusic. That's facebook.com/keyofawesomemusic. We also have a Patreon page set up so that we can go into some of these places and not affect their bottom line. If you are looking to donate to a worthy cause or something a little different outside of the box and you're having trouble doing so, this would be a great opportunity to give back to the community and using music as a means to help people. Feel free to go to www.patreon.com/JimGavin. That's patreon.com/JimGaven. Thank you for all of the love and support. Trust me, it is greatly appreciated. From the bottom of my heart, thank you, thank you, thank you. This is Jim Gavin from the Key of Awesome Music, improving the quality of life through music.
Thank you.
Hey everybody, this is Jim Gavin here from the Key of Awesome Music Podcast, where we talk about all things awesome, especially as they pertain to music. So, wanted to touch base with you today. I'm actually eating a little bit of a snack, kind of bringing you into different places and spots that I go to on any given day. My schedule is kind of all over the place. Sometimes it's under control, sometimes it's just like, okay, we're going with the flow. And that's what I kind of wanted to talk to with you about today, is being flexible and adaptable and kind of embracing change. There's been a lot going on with the business lately. A lot of good, and then some things that are a little challenging. Some things that I'm kind of running into for the first time, like an employee who is going to be moving on, going back to medical school and trying to find a way to fill in his sessions that he's been doing with somebody who is like-minded, a great person, into helping, serving, supporting people, and a great musician, of course, as well. And it's not an easy thing to do. I don't just want to pick anybody to do that. I've kind of hand-selected the guys that who have been going to sessions that I am not currently able to get to because my schedule is so full, and I'm always kind of leave a little bit of time open to take on some new business if possible and keep reaching out. So that's interesting. I'm going to be doing some new rounds of almost interviews, phone calls, maybe meeting them in person, seeing kind of what they're about. And I'm hopeful that it will go well, but a new territory for me. And it's just about being adaptable and flexible and being okay with change. And that's a lot of life, is just kind of having to roll with it when things come, not try to fight it, but just almost embrace it and say, all right, you know, I'm surrendering here. You got to help me out with this one. Sometimes things are in our control. Sometimes things are not. And when they're not in our control, it can be a little kind of crazy in certain moments where you're just unsure, unclear. You maybe doubt if this is the right path, but we're going to keep on the straight and narrow if we can. And the focus is always clear, and the mission is always about helping people. And that's always, I have to keep reminding myself that and reminding the guys that I have on the team. Right now, just to give you a heads up, we have a few people on our team. So it's me, Jim Gavin, been doing most of the business, about 85 to 90% of it. Then I have a couple guys. One is named Rob Silvers. He's amazing. Great guy. Met him years ago at Open Mic Nights back at Kathmandu in Trenton when it was called Kathmandu. Now it's called Cooper's Riverview. But Rob's a great dude. I reconnected with him again when I worked at Allies. He reached out to me after seeing some Facebook posts and kind of talking about what I'm doing, that he wanted to get involved in helping people and using music as
kind of a better way to help people than he has been. He's a great musician, unbelievable energy, great guy. And he's been doing a couple sessions for me, one down in Moorestown, not Morristown, but Moorestown, kind of by Burlington in New Jersey, for an aftercare program as part of their recreation department. And he's been doing an aftercare program for me at the Mercer County Special Services District at Mercer County College with a company called Special Parents Advocacy Group. Those guys have been amazing. And so Rob's been doing that. One of them is once a week, and the other one is just kind of sporadic. It's almost turned into like every other week at this point. And trying to build on his schedule. Then I got a guy named Riley Byrne, who's amazing, great kid. He's younger. Really interested, used to volunteer at the music nights we had at Allies, and I reached out to him when I was doing, you know, starting my own thing, and if he was interested, and he just was about leaving his job at the state and wanting to really, you know, connect and use music as a way to help people instead of just on the side and pursue it more full time in many different ways. Unbelievable multi-instrumentalist, great person, really wants to help people, and he's been doing an aftercare program for the company up in Highland Park. Sovereign Care Services for their aftercare program. And he just started doing a day program and aftercare program up in Patterson for Special Parents Advocacy Group's Patterson location. It's actually technically in Elmwood Park, but they're up in Patterson. So between Riley and Rob, they're each working one day a week completely, pretty much for me, or for the company rather. And then once a month for Riley at the other place, and then every other week for the one place Rob's been going to. So it's slowly building to like twice a week. Very cool. Andrew's working once a week. His name is Andrew Bell, also another guy that volunteered at our group home music nights every so often when they were in Freehold, because he lives close to there. And Andrew has shadowed me a little bit at the Visitation Day program in Yardville before I was able to get him some stuff to serve and support people. And he's been doing a one-on-one lesson in Farmingdale, as well as a drug and alcohol counseling group session in Eatontown at Seacrest Recovery for the last 5 to 6 months. He's been loving it. It's been great to have him on board. Super excited for everything he's done, and really thankful for what he's been able to bring to the table. So he's also once a week. But I'm going to be losing him soon due to medical school. So that's why I'm kind of, in the interview process almost right now, trying to see if we could find somebody that can fill his shoes. It's going to be a hard shoe to fill because Andrew is a stand-up guy, really loves helping people, and is really talented at what he does as a people person and as a musician. And then, you know, I have Brian Smith sometimes who helps. He's helped on occasion at this one library event in East Windsor. I'm trying to get him some more stuff, but he's a great dude, and he's really doing his thing at this company called Woods right now, leading a day program, over 100 individuals, just really doing a great job and having a lot of success and being a true leader and manager. Proud of him, happy to see him succeed like this, and really excited about the next month to 2 months. I'm going to be bringing on a new part-time employee, and his name is Chris Hargrave. I've met Chris years ago when I was working at the ARC, and he interned for me when he was going to TCNJ, and he still works for the ARC to this day and has asked me about doing some extra work on the side. And so I'm going to get him at least one individual lesson, if not hopefully two individual lessons that he can work on and positively impacting people in the Mercer County area with one-on-one lessons. So between everything, it's pretty amazing to have all those guys on board when Andrew leaves, and then hopefully I can fill his spot. I'll have people working 4 out of the 5 days a week for the company. And then I will be, you know, doing my thing 5 days a week. So it's really amazing stuff. Really excited to see this thing continue to grow. I've been doing a lot of outreach to places, not just in New Jersey and PA anymore, but reaching out to a couple spots in New York, Connecticut, Boston, New Hampshire, Maryland, Washington, D.C., and then a few kind of further ones away to see if there is any interest. There's some good things in the air right now, and there's about 10 different places that I've had good conversations with for different organizations that support people with special needs, or drug and alcohol counseling centers, or even nursing homes that we can go in and perform that are just, you know, teetering. They're kind of on the fence and kind of what I like to say, pulling the trigger, so to speak, on making a decision. But I think over the next couple months, we'll see some of that sort of come around. I'm hopeful for one place that's based in Ewing, but has some group homes in Burlington County that I believe will be able to serve and support. So really looking forward to a lot of great things as the summer nears. Talking to you guys today on Monday, May 20th, I guess it is. It's a week before Memorial Day. And just really excited for, you know, being flexible, adaptable, being open to change and just rolling with it and putting out goodness. You know, I'm a firm believer that if you put out good into the world, you will get good back. And the same goes for putting out bad in the world. I feel like bad will come back. So why not be good and have that goodness come back to us? And you just never know who you might inspire today just by the actions that you do, or the way you treat somebody, or just a simple smile, or opening the door, or saying thank you. Those go a long way. And you know, at the end of the day, at the end of our lives, wouldn't you rather have people speak highly of you than speak, oh my goodness, like I can't believe I couldn't be around that person. All I felt was negativity or a negative vibe or pessimism or, you know, some outlook on life that wasn't positive. So why not be that source of inspiration, that source of light and positivity and hope for the people around us and anybody that you come in contact with, you know, and encourage them to be flexible, adaptable, open to change, rolling with it, and just loving life. I mean, we don't know how much time we have here. That's the one thing we do know, is that our time on this earth, living and breathing, is finite. And we only have so much of it. So we might as well spend it doing good things, putting goodness out into the world, and, you know, at the end of our lives, look back and say, wow, I did that. I really pursued my passion. I really did my best to make a difference in the world. And, you know, you can leave this world thinking, I did my part. And be happy and proud and thankful about that. So that's it for today, guys. I hope you have a great day today. And this is Jim Gavin signing off from the Key of Awesome Music Podcast. Be good.
Singing louder. With a memory of you, yes I will. They all said you need to run away, but we just left and found our perfect place. You said give me your heart, which just fits so well. We're falling in love as far as I can tell. Never thought I'd ever find the one for me. Said, give me a chance, we can make a life. I'm falling for you, now it's do or die. We make each other better together, my puzzle piece. I lost a step or two when it came undone. We're just a piece and a part of it, a lot of fun. You're the apple of my eye, the size of heaven and pumpkin pie. The sweet dream that finally came true, yes it did. They all said you need to run away, but we just left and found our perfect place. You said, give me your heart, which just fits so well. We're falling in love as far as I can tell. Never thought I'd ever find the one for me. You said, give me a chance, we can make a life. I'm falling for you, now it's do or die. We make each other better together, my puzzle piece. Sha-la-la, 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 sha-la-la. said, give me your heart, which just fits so well. We're falling in love as far as I can tell. Never thought I'd ever find the one for me. Give me your heart, which just fits so well. We're falling in love as far as I can tell. Never thought I'd ever find the one for me. Said, give me a chance, we can make a life. I'm falling for you, now it's do or die. Make each other better together, my puzzle piece. 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 My puzzle piece.